And one of the things you said earlier that is really interesting from a how to build a business perspective is that Sage worked at BuildSpace because of the brand of BuildSpace. And even though it was very innovative and it worked really, really well, it wasn't just the product in isolation that made it work. What do you see as that connection between the two, the brand and the product?
Yeah, I think especially like in this market, when you build something like around communities, it's very hard to get early users, especially like if you want to get a bunch of users fast, and you need a decent number of profiles so that it actually makes sense. It's almost like a marketplace, a double-sided market where you need to have like one good profiles, but then you need to have other people to be able to find them and actually have a value there. So, and that helped us a lot, like, because the first users that got on Sage were actually new BuildSpace and they were eager to like try it out, give feedback, even fill up those questions that we were asking. We made it easier eventually, because like initially, I think our onboarding experience was pretty complex. Like it wasn't complex, but it was asking like a lot of questions. Mm-hmm. And then we made it like super easy. So, but then we already had like the first set of users and people could just go and try and see, hey, I can find really nice builders here. These are really like decent people that I can interact with and I will find value.
Mm. The brand gave you early users and people who were willing to put up with something that might not be completely polished.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, even before I joined, they had like really early version that they were just showing the terminal windows and things. One way to basically work around that, and I think that's probably one of the advices, is that you can just target one niche. Like if you have like, I don't know, podcasters in New York doing something for builders, I don't know, something like that, then it's much easier actually to build a community and build product around that and then kind of expand from there. So yeah, it's more fun, right? I mean, because you know these people, you can connect to them. It's much easier to talk to them rather than just like any other like random person.
I started this podcast because I wanted to stand at the gate of businesses using AI and see what separated hype from lasting impact. Back when cities had walls, you had to go into the city to do business at the market. So, if you wanted to talk to someone, you waited by the gate until they came in or came out. Do that enough times and you could talk to everyone. That's what I want to do. Stand at the gate of people doing business with AI and talk to them, see what they do and why they do it. If you know someone that's making an impact in the world of AI, would you connect them with me? You can find me on LinkedIn or shoot me an email at daniel@maneri.house. That's daniel@manary.house. Thanks for listening.